Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the cemetery. The cemetery. I want you to think for a moment of the usefulness of cemeteries. Yes, many times it's not a pleasant place to go, and it typically represents a period in space where we're mourning the death of a loved one that's passed away. However, it's important to have cemeteries because that's the only way we know where our loved ones are buried. It's the final resting place of the dead, as it were. There's a tombstone placed over every marker that shows the name of the person, when they were born, when they died, and then a sentence that just tells you something special about them. We visit cemeteries, some do, to put flowers on graves many times. And yes, my friends and neighbors, we need a place to remember and recognize where the dead are buried. Now, you might be wondering, what in the world does a cemetery have to do with my professional development? Well, let me answer it in this way. We also need a place to bury other dead things in our own lives. I don't mean physical things that we can see. I mean the intangible things that determine our success or lack thereof. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you that only the people who are willing to create those cemeteries for the things that they no longer need in life are going to be able to advance. There are things that we don't need to put to sleep, that we don't need to put to rest. We need to kill, and because of that, they need to be buried. Our TOMB acronym, T-O-M-B, are the four key components that outline the things that should be buried permanently in our professional careers in order for us to advance. The T reminds us of the importance of burying timidity. Now, in case you wonder what that word means, my friends, it's just something that is derived from the word timid. Timidity is a combination of fear and passivity. It's a trait that makes one fearfully frozen. They don't move as they should because they're afraid of all that can go wrong. So they sit back and think about all the dynamics and dangers and the pitfalls, and they never make a choice. They never take a chance. What fear have you stood up to and eliminated this year? Have you put a tombstone in place to show the date, the time, and the when, the where, the how of when timidity was killed from your life? My friends and neighbors, I challenge you that if you haven't buried timidity, there's a way to do it. Let me give you three key components. First, it's preparation, separation, and determination. Preparation means the more prepared I am to run my business, the more prepared I am to speak about the products and services, the more prepared I am about the industry and all the knowledge that goes along with it, the less fearful I'll become. Then separation simply says that if I'm away from other fearful people, if I remove myself from those individuals that mean me no good, that always tell me what bad things are going to happen, if I get away from the fearful, then I will become less fearful. You see, lions hang around with lions. They kill the other animals that they are chasing and hunting, but they hang around with lions, and lions are known for being fearless. They're known for being courageous. They're called kings of the jungle. What lions are you hanging around, my friend? Do you have a mismatched pack of animals you're running with, proverbially speaking, where you've got a lion over here and a chicken over here and a deer over here? Well, you can't be the strongest, most powerful, most courageous person in your group. Find someone that's just as courageous as you. That also determination. The more you want something, the less you'll be afraid of it. There have been stories about how parents discovered that children were in danger and they did incredible feats. They lost their fear of things that used to intimidate them because they wanted to protect their children so badly. My friends, when you want success badly, it'll drive fear away. That O in our TOMB acronym reminds us that we must bury overreaction. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we don't have to hit the panic button on every situation. I know someone who is a director of the 911 outlet in a major city. She tells me of a story about how some lady would call every single day 911 with random things. Kids riding their bikes in the middle of the street. She'll call 911. Tornado warning on the television. She'll call 911. 2 5-year-olds fighting outside in their yard. She'll call 911. Well, she overreacted because it's natural for people to overreact, to be frantic and to panic at every single situation. So you say, well, hey, how do I overcome that? How do I not overreact? First, spend time with experienced members of your team, people who have been there and done that. They'll show you how to be calm in every situation. If you are a rookie, hang around with a veteran. If you're a veteran, find a rookie to mentor, because oftentimes people overreact due to lack of experience, when all you've got to do is stay calm. And when you're around someone, police officers do this all the time. They'll put an experienced cop with a rookie cop so that he can teach him the ropes, and that experienced cop doesn't overreact at everything, doesn't get ready to throw somebody in jail just because they jaywalk. No, they're calm, they're cool, they're collected. Then also, my friends, develop a priority chart. At 911, they have them. In hospitals, they have them. If you go to the emergency room and tell them you have a headache and you need to see the doctor right away, they're going to kindly ask you to take a seat, because there are other people with gunshot wounds that are more severe and they have a higher priority list than you at this time. So by the same token, my friends and neighbors, develop a problem priority list. If it's just a problem with your email, the server's acting up and your emails are bouncing back, maybe that's not a high priority. If it's a problem with your cell phone, maybe that's not a high priority. If it's a problem with a team member, someone that has a challenge that needs to be addressed right away, then maybe you make that a higher priority. I challenge you to prioritize problems. Doctors do it, and so many other groups as well, and it will allow and assist us in burying overreaction. That M says we also must bury mistakes. Yes, my friends and neighbors, so many people are haunted by past errors. They're haunted by things they've done wrong, said wrong, instances where they behaved out of character. You know, at nighttime, nobody wants to walk through the cemetery. Now, they understand that there are dead people there, buried, bones there, but they believe that some kind of way those dead people are going to get back up. And see, some people treat their mistakes the same way. They don't want to visit them because they feel like they're going to come back up. If you bury your mistakes properly, you'll never have to see them again. How do you do it? You forgive yourself. You forget about it. And you look forward to the next time when you have a chance to do it right. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can put to death and bury mistakes. Finally, last but not least, we want to bury bad habits. Poor time management, non-existent follow-up, over-promising, under-delivering. I challenge you to list 3 bad habits you've buried this month. Then I also challenge you to receive mentorship, resist temptation, and reject stereotypes of that's just the way I am. I've been this way all the time. I can't fix it. I can't never change. Don't ever believe that, my friends and neighbors. You can change. We can all get better. We can bury bad habits. And if we resist, receive, and reject, we will. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and I'm going to make you a guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.